Happy Friday. It's Friday, August 15th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy halfway through August. Let's title this episode To Be Determined, or Unresolved, or Kevin Rambles for 10 Minutes About His Weaknesses and Calls It Wisdom. Too long? At this point, I'm still undecided. I've always been bad at decision-making. Not making bad decisions. I mean, there was that brief time I was a redhead in 2004. But the process. Oof. Fraught. Belabored. Needlessly hard. In episode 199, Shameless, I talked about going to the toy store with my Aunt Judy. Walking back and forth between aisles, unable to decide on the one toy I wanted most. If I picked wrong, I knew I'd regret it forever. I still think of Judy whenever the ominous pressure of decision-making looms. So where does that come from? What makes decision-making so hard? Our haunted past. Sometimes it's our history that trips us up. We made a bad call before. Chose the wrong job, the wrong apartment, the wrong person. And it left a mark. It taught us, we're bad at this. We're wrong. That voice of regret grows louder. Don't mess this up again. This feeds our self-doubt. When we tell ourselves, I can't trust me, we put ourselves in a loop of paralysis, questioning everything we know. And without faith in ourselves, even small choices feel impossible. What else keeps us stuck? The search for better. Then there's this itch for something perfect. Not just good, perfect. It's not that we don't know what's a good choice, but we wish there was a magical option C that doesn't even exist. It's that greener grass problem. This side is fine, but what if that other side is better? And don't forget the overthink spiral. Ah, my personal favorite. Once I've started overthinking, I've already made the pro-con list, reorganized it, color-coded it, and made a second list to compare to the first. People have to tell me, Kevin, stop. Once we've dug ourselves into that hole, it's hard to get out. So maybe you're indecision. Maybe, listen to me now. Maybe your indecision is haunted, picky, or spiraling. Here's what's helping me break this cycle. Take your time. I know, didn't we just say we don't want to drag out this process? But a short pause can help. Almost nobody feels 100% sure 100% of the time. Give yourself permission to breathe. When we're calm and relaxed, we think clearer. Do your homework. You've got the receipts. Use them. Learn from those ghosts of the past. Let the mistakes guide you. Get the facts, just the facts, and work with what's in front of you. If perfection isn't on the menu, spoiler, it's not, order the best thing available. Listen to your self-talk and train it. Ask yourself, what part of this is pure emotion? Who am I trying to please? And are they the right people? Picture both the best outcome and the worst. We find our best footing in reality, not fear. When we get stuck in a loop of indecision, it's not about finding the perfect answer. It's about starting with any answer, learning as we go, and being kind enough to ourselves to change our minds when we need to. We're human. If we make a bad decision, it just sets us up for a better decision next time. Don't be afraid of asking questions. Be afraid of avoiding them. There are no stupid questions, only stupid people. Are you willing to look dumb in order to be right? I've often been in the awkward spot where I'm pretty sure I know what I'm supposed to do, but I could ask a quick clarifying question to make absolutely sure. That could prevent that rare mistake. But people might think I'm dumb. What if they think, oh my God, he doesn't have a clue? Am I willing to risk a few people thinking I'm a fool in order to know I'm on the right path? I think we just figured out why men don't like to ask directions. Good decision-making requires us to ask questions, the right questions, of others, and more importantly, of ourselves. If you want to make good decisions, don't be afraid of looking dumb. That's the question the band Camino raises in the song Stupid Questions. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, there are no stupid questions, only stupid people. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, we'll look at what's probably my biggest weakness of all. At least I think we will. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.